What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right, here we go.
Pac-12 fans, this one's for you.
Put your hands up!
This is the Pac-12 Apostles.
Keeping it real.
And only the truth lives here.
Pac-12 Apostles. Apostles.
I'm George Reister, he's Ralph Amson, and this is the Pac-12 Apostles, baby. So much to talk about this week after a really good week out in the world, and Ralph is trying to be a jinx, and I'm not going to let him do it. I am not going to let him do it, because when we were talking about the topics for the show, tell the people what you brought up, Ralph.
Oregon might win it all.
don't you say that. Don't you say that on rivalry week.
Well, first of all, you had me on. I forgot the rivalry is Washington, not Oregon State. But you had me on Oregon Twitter Spaces, and we had a pretty good conversation. And Oregon fans are really cool and fun to interact with. And then when I said that if I thought they were going to lose one game this year, you asked me this question, so I had to answer it. And I said Oregon State, and like 200 people all sent laughing emojis at the same time.
Like Oregon State.
So like I don't get how me saying like, well, if that's the if everyone's going to laugh at me for saying if they're going to lose a game, it could be that one. Then why would anybody get mad for me saying, fine, they're just going to beat everybody?
Because, dude, the hype is getting too big, bro. Just living the moment. And I understand where the national conversation has to be that. So we will have that conversation. And I guess we can start there, because the college football playoff rankings came out and you have what, four Pac-12 teams in the top 13, which is, yeah. I don't think that's ever happened for first thing, right?
No, it hasn't.
And so you have Oregon at 6, USC at 8, UCLA at 12, and Utah at 13. Do of those teams, do you believe any of them are misranked?
Well, USC is the fourth best team out of those four teams.
Correct.
But I can't say that they're misranked because of how things have shaken out. Maybe UCLA should be higher. I didn't think they looked all that bad against Oregon. I would say that maybe UCLA should be higher, or maybe USC should be lower to the point where they're just behind UCLA. Because I don't think USC is favored when they match up.
No, I don't think so either. And Utah already beat USC. Yes, they have two losses, but Alabama has two losses. And they lost to Tennessee and to and to LSU. And LSU lost to Florida State in Tennessee. So it's like the math doesn't math for the SEC teams the same way. So I would agree. I would say that based upon what these teams have done, right, that USC, their best win is what? Oregon State?
Did they have anybody in non-conference that was worth anything?
They had Rice, Fresno State, and then they still have one non-conference game left in Notre Dame.
Which matters now, sort of.
Yes. So, I mean, that's the problem. USC literally has only played one ranked team this year, and they lost.
Right. And USC, and I...
So, how are
it's
they...
Weird, because at some point, people are just going to be like, oh, you're hating. USC is five good players. That team right now is five good players.
It was a one-score game against Arizona and Cal. They one-score game against Oregon State. I do think that USC is a good football team, right? So I don't want to go down that path.
I don't. I think they're five good players and then a bunch of players that are still trying to find their footing.
Yes. Well, I would say five good player and one phenomenal player. And who's the phenomenal player?
Caleb Williams.
No.
2E2 below two?
Yes. Yes.
I would put both of them up there.
No. I would put Caleb Williams up there, but Tui Pelotu is the best player on that team.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he is a nightmare, bro. He is a nightmare, leading the nation in sacks. He's up there in tackles for loss, too. He is a problem.
Yeah. He might be the only player in this conference that could sack Caleb Williams.
But you don't
have to worry about him because they're on the same team.
Yo, he is a monster. So now, as far as USC goes, they still have the best part of their schedule on the back half. So if you are USC, you're actually in prime position, right? Because if Notre Dame keeps winning, then you're going to have a top 15 game for the last game of the season. UCLA keeps winning. Now you're going to have UCLA, who will be top 10 by next week, because there will be some, casualties this week as usual. So you'll have UCLA. So they'll have a top 10 game, a top 15 game. And then if they win both of those and Oregon keeps winning, then you're going to have a top 4 game. So if UCLA, Oregon, or USC, or even Utah, but I think Utah is going to be a little harder. All of those teams have a path to the playoff. It is just win your games. If you win your next four games, you're going to the college football playoff.
Yes, and I think Oregon has a shot to win out in the Pac-12 for two reasons. One, they are not dependent on any one player in that offense. Bo Nix having a crazy year, but he's not getting touched. I don't think you can anticipate. He's not getting touched.
Yes. One sack all season.
He probably feels better than I do right now.
I mean, sometimes he gets touched on the quarterback runs every now and then.
I know, but I'm 38 and I climbed a ladder like 10 times this weekend. 10 times, like 100 times, and I feel like garbage. He is a technically professional collegiate athlete, and he's out there getting blasted by 300-pound dudes. And he's really not getting touched. Like, he's as healthy as he could possibly be. But I'm just talking about the offense isn't really dependent upon one guy. I think one of the biggest issues in the Pac-12 before, besides nine conference games, is when you did have a team emerging, there were one or two guys that if you were able to game plan away, then there's an issue. But I look at this Oregon team, there's no one player.
They have a stable of running backs.
Yes.
They have a good wide receiver core.
Hudson could be the guy one game. Like
Franklin, yeah.
Yes. So I think that's one issue. So you don't have to worry about one player getting taken away and the whole offense falling apart. The other thing is, this year in general, all of the Pac-12 teams, I don't think you can name one victory in the Pac-12 this year that shouldn't have happened. there were a couple that were like, oh, really, Stanford beat ASU because they were still playing Emory. But like, they were still playing Emory, and it's the same ASU team that lost Eastern Michigan, and it was on the road. There's a million things that you could say to justify that. But the truth is, there hasn't been a lot of nonsense in the Pac-12 this year at all.
There's only been one piece of nonsense in the whole Pac-12. Cal losing to Colorado. That was the only piece of nonsense.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. And it gets even more frustrating because you're watching, even though Cal is continuing to lose, you're seeing them figure it out offensively, and you're like, how did you blow this?
Exactly.
And you got to see Colorado this week. It was pre-Colorado actually finding some offensive weapons.
Correct. Correct. So, yes, that was pre. That was BC.
BJT, before Jordan Tyson.
Yes, exactly. Who is hurt right now? Well, hopefully he's able to come back this week, because that would be a major loss for them.
Was I lying, though?
Nah.
Do you think he's for real?
I think he's a good player. Yeah. I think he'll make a good player, a good wide receiver on USC, UCLA, or Oregon next season.
That so much. or funny, Washington. But it makes me mad.
He'll be. He'll find it, dude. He's played himself into a good home. He's gonna get a new contract after the season.
Dude, new college football is the worst.
All right. So the games from last week. We started out with a weekday game, which was what? Yeah, was Oregon State at Washington. And to me, Lord have mercy, this was a game that Oregon State let get away. They did not capitalize on many opportunities that they had, and they are going to be big sad, bro. Big sad when they look back on this game. They were already 6-2. They had had a chance to move up to 7-2. They would have been in the top like 17, 18 in the country, because Washington was 6-2. Like, it was a good matchup, and they just can't get anything going, even though Ben Gulbranson, he didn't throw the game away, but damn it, man, he was 12 for 19 for 87 yards, Ralph.
Yeah. They didn't even try to move the ball downfield in this game. Like, let's be honest. Of his 87 yards passing, one of those was a 40-yard catch and run by Damian Martinez, who looks like a dude, by the way. He had a really good game. But I feel like Oregon State did the Herm Edwards thing, where they kept a game close that maybe shouldn't have been close with their play style.
Yep.
Which gave Washington a chance to catch on. And Washington, you got to give them
credit. Yeah, because they had plenty of opportunity. They had plenty of opportunity to, like, stretch the game out to, like, two scores, three scores, and they just didn't.
Yeah. My takeaway from this game is that Kalen DeBoer is the most stubborn human being on earth.
What do you mean?
This Oregon State secondary is very good.
Yes, they are.
Like, maybe top 10 in the country good. And yeah,
they are really, really good.
Kalen DeBoer didn't give a shit. He's like, I'm going to throw 52 times, which is broke Michael Penix's streak of 300-yard games. He threw 52 times for 298 yards. And when Andre Ware was heaping praise on Michael Penix, he threw a pick six, like, right in the middle. I think what he said Michael Penix's throws are like a hot knife through butter, and right when he came out of his mouth, you had an interception return for a touchdown by Easton Mascarenhas Arnold,
and you're like, dude, you love saying them four names. Santonio Lamonius Craig, Montana Lamonius Craig. And
I actually like him as a player. He just happens to have an excellent name.
Yeah. And you're like, Caillou Blue Kelly.
Dude, that's you a good are, name too. Yeah.
Dude, you are the king of, I'm telling you, I think you're just attracted to they turn out to be good players too, but you get on them early because of the name. I'm telling you, watch. And that's why you love Tui Pelotu so much too.
I think I'm the only person.
Because it's fun to say.
I think I'm the only person in the Pac-12 podcast ecosphere that actually enjoys saying names correctly.
and me, I am the champion of
it. It was bad enough with Michael Penix, but now like Trenton Borgay is getting thrown into games and people are just, it's just, it's the thing of like doing it on purpose that I don't.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of that, right?
Yeah.
So my son's team played Warren last Friday, right? In the playoffs.
Yeah.
And Nico Iamaleva is their quarterback. The PA announcer at the school at Sierra Canyon was like, Iamavala. Dude, I was like, have I been saying it wrong this whole time?
That's when you just got to lay off the mic and then turn to somebody up in the booth. And
how many times do you think he said it between him and his brother Madden, who is the backup quarterback but plays wide out right now? How many times do you think he said his name over to PA?
Was he just calling him Nico by the
end? No. Iamaleva. Or something like that. So instead of Iamaleva, he was saying Iamavalia, however you would say it with that phonetics on it. So then it confused me. Like, I know the kid, and I'm like, I don't even know how to – I've never actually heard him say his own last name. So then that made me confused.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Really funny. Mm. Yeah,
so,
there's another West Coast kid that's leaving for the SEC. Thanks to an $8 million NIL package.
And this week, we get Sarah again.
Did you already play them once?
Yeah. So that's Roderick Pleasant. Oh, my gosh. The other cornerback, I played with his dad in Jacksonville. Good God. Anyways, his son's memory. A quarterback. I'm sorry, his son's a cornerback. As well at Sarah, and he's a highly recruited kid too. And Sarah has a bunch of kids on that team. So I've had it's actually really cool because I get a chance to see so many of the kids with their schedule that are going D1, and my son knows so many of them and all that. So it's actually really cool to play some of these teams when you've worked out with them or played against them in 7-on-7, and then you get a chance to do it in the real deal when it matters the most. It's actually pretty dope.
You know what's crazy to me is we're like 3 years away from people who played in the 2010s having kids in college football.
Yeah. Our kids are coming, buddy. Our kids are coming.
Hey, so back to this Oregon State Washington game for a second. Maybe I was wrong about DeBoer being the most stubborn man in the world. Maybe this is two of the most stubborn coaches in the world. Because would you say that Washington has, like, the most underperforming secondary?
Yes.
Not worth underperforming. Like,
yes.
Based on the talent they have on the roster.
For sure.
And you would say that Oregon State has the best secondary in the conference?
Yes.
Okay. So, Ben Gulbranson attempts 19 passes for 87 yards against the most underperforming secondary. And Washington throws 52 times against Oregon State and only gives Cameron Davis the ball 11 times. Like, this is I just love when people bring their brand into a game. Don't game plan at all. They just come in and they are themselves.
Yeah,
and
like, home here is
decides the game.
Yes. Here is what we do, pal. What we do. Okay. So now Washington, I knew that this was a possibility for them this season. I thought that they would be 6-3 at this point, not 7-2. So they are overachieving. We have a bunch of bowl teams. The conference looks super, super strong. So I am encouraged by that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
The next game up, you had Oregon at Colorado. So now, what do you, or they only gave up 10 points to Colorado, 49-10. You have been, the Ducks defense has been much maligned by Ralph Amsden. What have you to say now, my friend?
Okay. Yeah, no, you played pretty great against 1-7 Colorado.
With JT Schrout,
who is
but that's what you're supposed to be
several times.
But yes, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yes, that is what you're supposed to do. But it's like Colorado still threw for 247 yards and rushed for 120.
I mean, 81 of them were on one play on a busted coverage, so.
You really don't want to give Jordan Tyson any credit besides back-to-back 100-yard receiving games.
No. He did that. He did it. Like, there's no taking away from it, buddy. And you had Bo Nix with another stellar stat line performance. Mm-hmm. 20 for 24 for 274, two touchdowns, and the thing that I noticed about this game was what Oregon did. They took this as a clear opportunity to highlight themselves because the game was on national television. It wasn't on Pac-12 Network. It was 12:30. So their first three touchdowns, did you see how they scored?
I saw the pick six.
Oh, no. Okay. So, and we'll get to the refs in a second, but you had 5-star tackle from the last recruiting cycle, Josh Connerly's touchdown.
I did see Josh Connerly's touchdown.
A tackle. So they had an offensive lineman score a touchdown, a pass touchdown, first play. Then they randomly put Noah Sewell in the game at fullback, the linebacker, hand him the ball. Touchdown. And then Bucky Irving throws a touchdown to Bo Nix. So Bo Nix also had a receiving touchdown. So they went full. We're showing out in this game.
That's one of those games where everybody's having fun.
Yes.
And like what it does for a team to have a bunch of players come away with like, this is going to be a forever memory for Noah Sewell. This is going to be a forever memory for Josh Connerly. Like the, when you got a, and throwing a touchdown for Bucky Irving. So you're going to have at least three players besides the quarterback, you know, come out of this game with like, I'm going to remember this game in Boulder for the rest of my life.
And if people don't think that that's true, one of my favorite highlights from my entire pro or college career is a rushing touchdown I had in college. A rushing touchdown. It was like 5 yards. But bro, I got an option. Touchdown, celebrate. Bro, I am so happy about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you? My best memory is I housed an onside kick.
Dude, and speaking of that, I almost housed an onside kick. I got caught at like the 10. That would have been up there too.
I was benched in the first half for grades. And then I got in on the first play of the second half where we were receiving. I housed the onside kick and got benched for the second half for not falling on the ball.
Oh, God.
So I got one play in that game. Amen. I felt like I was batting 1,000.
Yep. So Oregon rushed the ball for another 195 yards on 39 carries.
I don't think they're losing.
I don't think so either. I think if they get, honestly, the Washington game, I've said this the whole time, that this is the game that scares me. If they get past Washington, they're home free. Even against Utah. But, I mean, I think that Utah is going to be a tough game. So don't get me wrong, people, that they're going to blow Utah out or knock the doors off them or anything like that. Yeah. I'm just saying that I am, because of the style of play, I am more concerned about that game.
I have one question for you and an observation. I'm going to start. The observation is I'm going to start looking up Pac-12 records, like specific in conference play records, because Bo Nix did nothing against Georgia. And so like we're at a point where he's done everything that he's done in 8 games. And it's time to start seeing where he measures up against some of this conference's greats, because
he's going to pass Marcus Mariota for rushing touchdowns in a season. Probably
he might set a Pac-12 record for rushing touchdowns. He's the conference leader right now. He's got 11.
Yeah, he is going to, and that's where the Heisman hype that he's starting to get. If Oregon makes the playoff, I mean, because Bryce Young, you can't really get. So he was the front runner coming into the season. Nope. CJ Stroud's been good, but like there's some room. You know what I mean? There is some room. And Hendon Hooker has a loss. And I'm not saying that those things should preclude you from winning the Heisman. But I think that he gets an invite to DC, to New York.
So here's the advantage that Bo Nix has, whereas you would say most West Coast players are at a disadvantage. They got to watch him for 3 years at Auburn. So the people who watched him for 3 years at Auburn have followed his progress and his trajectory at Oregon. They're hyper aware of what Bo Nix is doing. He's not somebody that was raised up in the Pac-12. He already had a national profile.
That's a good point. Yeah. And then he's finally making good on that hype.
What if he goes 30 passing touchdowns, 15 rushing touchdowns, which is not, I mean, that, not only am I saying that's not unreasonable, he might do that in the next 2 games.
Oh, man.
He might get to 30-15 with like 3 games left in the season.
Yeah, the stats are going to be pretty gaudy.
And Washington, I don't see them doing, if Washington wins this game.
And he's going to be a 3,000 yard pass. Yeah. And he's going to be well over a 3,000 yard passer. Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, the only person who scored more points than Bo Nix this entire season. And granted, this is just from it's Xavier Valade. But right. Bo Nix is responsible for more touchdowns because you don't get points for your passing touchdowns.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So it's wild. All right. Next game up. Cal at UCLA, at USC. They scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't figure out why Cal went to this. We're going to run the ball. Like, it wasn't working. It wasn't working. And then as soon as they were like, hey, I guess we'll throw the ball every play, it worked. I know that's not who they want to be, but they adjusted way too late. Way too late. And it felt almost like that they ran out of time less than they got beat, if that makes sense. Even though they did get beat because they just did not make enough plays. They had a tough time stopping USC.
Yeah.
Especially in the second and third quarter. It was ugly.
So, I agree. Yeah. I think Jack Plummer probably cashes a couple of NFL checks off this game alone.
Yeah, he was back there slinging it. 35 for 49, 406, 3 touchdowns and a pick.
And he looks good doing it. Like, yep. He's 6'5". His mood is always, like, level. He never high, never low, even when he's getting beat up, and he's never not getting beat up.
Yeah. And he got the shit kicked out of him again, bro.
I don't think he likes it, but the fact that he hasn't completely fallen apart, there is an NFL GM out there somewhere with galaxy brain looking at Jack Plummer and saying, like, I can fix him. And they might. I've known Jack a long time. He has always had one of the better deep balls I've ever seen. And he's always been very kind of above the emotion of the game.
Yeah.
But he's a human being, and you can't take the hits he's taking. And I'm blown away that he's still playing. I'm blown away because this conference gets quarterbacks hurt all the time. And he has taken, you might have to go back to Rudy Carpenter's senior year, honestly. He is getting wrecked.
Yeah, he's getting wrecked, and he's still showing up and balling out. Yeah. Like, that's the – and so there were people who were asking, oh, why is he still starting and all this stuff? Well, that's why.
Because you don't want to get Kai Milner snapped in half. That's why, like, I get that Kai Milner can move, but he's probably 30 pounds lighter. And 3 inches shorter than Jack Plummer. I don't. If you square up Kai Milner back there, he might not be able to get up from some of the hits that Jack Plummer's been taking this year. And so I'll let him develop. What did you think of Caleb Williams in this game? Because he looked phenomenal at times, but almost every single one of his incompletions involved running around in the backfield for 8 years and then throwing at a receiver's feet after exhausting himself.
Yeah, this has been my, if you can call it a criticism of Caleb Williams all year, is that I believe a man's strengths flow from the same well as his weaknesses. So his strength this year has been extending plays, making the team better, like finding a way out, being the ultimate like eraser for when stuff goes wrong.
He doesn't just extend plays, though. He gives you, like, the director's cut of the play with 45 extra minutes and DVD commentary.
Yes.
Some of these times of him – you remember Donovan McNabb had that play where he held the ball for, like, 16 seconds?
Yes. He's done that. He's had plays where he had the ball over 10 seconds, I would guarantee, more than any other player in the entire country. And some of that is that he wants the big play so much.
Yeah.
And that sometimes you got to just take the play.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I think that, and that's why I believe that if USC starts playing, that when they start playing like upper tier competition, that they're going to have some trouble. Because they haven't played anybody with really a pulse yet.
And also you got.
Next game up, the Washington State Cougars, 52, Stanford, 14. This is the kind of game that gets coaches fired. I mean, it's rough, dude. So all the goodwill that happened with that Notre Dame victory, which was so unexpected, 16-14, and then the Arizona State victory, 15-14, all the goodwill that was built up in that momentum because people are probably like, okay, I guess they're figuring it out because they did play USC, Washington, Oregon, teams that are clearly better than them. And then they lost to Oregon State on the last play. So you're like, all right, cool. And then they won the two games. You're like, okay, maybe things are panning out because we're just not as good as those other teams. Schedule lightens up. We will be fine. But no, they got absolutely boat raced by UCLA. But then I guess UCLA was supposed to be better anyway, too. But it's this Washington State game that is the concern. 52-14, Ralph. I'm a David Shaw. I like David Shaw. I think he's smart. I think he's great for the conference. I don't know how you come back from this.
What are you coming back to? They've been bad.
Well, true. And that's the thing, is that this is not one season of bad.
Right. They're 1-6 in conference. So, like, I that's what I want to understand. Like, when you say come back from this, like, are you talking about this year?
No,
they got to blow the whole thing up after the end of the season.
Yes, I'm talking about how do you come back from this next season? Because Stanford, since 2018, has not won more than four games. Since 2018. And people will try to point to that 2020 season. They're like, they were 4-2, though, George. Listen, bro, the COVID season matters not to anybody. So only played six games. Like, it's not a correct, like, you can't judge anything properly. So you have to throw that out. So 2019, they were 4-8, 21, 3-9, and 3-6 so far this year. How much more room is Stanford going to give them?
Well, there's not really a vision for what this program is. You used to have intellectual brutality, and they moved away from that to modernize the offense. They might as well have not. They might as well have kept doing what they were doing. They're actually worse off because now they suck and don't have an identity. At least when you suck and have an identity, you have an identity. They have neither one now. They are talking about jumping conferences because they ran out of money for the athletic program. Meanwhile, David Shaw is making top five money to get bottom five results. I'm saying top five in the country to get bottom five in the conference results.
Yeah,
they really think the answer is going to the Big Ten, and you're going to be just like Northwestern and have one good year every 5 years. But there's a big difference between the protection that Pat Fitzgerald gets as an alumni and what David Shaw gets for seemingly no reason.
Yes. Yeah.
Because he's cool and he's smart and he represents the university, the type of person that they want to have affiliated with the university. That's fine. But I think somebody else could hire Ken. Oh my gosh. I dumped on other people not being able to pronounce names. I'm going to take a shot at his name.
Come on. Right? Yeah. Ken, yeah.
Numa Tololo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think that's close.
All right.
So they could hire him out of Navy and they could be good in 2 years.
Mm.
Not great. Good. Like back in bowl contention.
Yeah.
But they have to get the smartest, fastest quarterback out there and not really worry about throwing the ball and get to running that triple option.
Yep. Yep, I mean, something, because something has to change. Now, over on the Washington State side, you had Cameron Ward, 16 for 32 for 176, two touchdowns. This was more, though, about, are you going to offer an apology?
Right, here we go.
Here we go.
You tell the listeners that you called me at the end of this game while this game was still in the fourth quarter. You called me and asked if I was going to apologize, and you didn't even tell me to who or about what. Okay. I was outside doing yard work, and I did go back and watch this game, but I was outside doing yard work, and you just started with, you did this to me three times this weekend, by the way, I want to point out.
Really?
Yes, you did. You did. You you were on one this weekend. First, you called me and asked if I was going to apologize. You were alluding to the fact that Washington State ran the ball a bazillion times for
300 yards.
Yeah. because I've called them liars for the past few weeks. I was shocked as well. Some of those are quarterback runs, but no, they were feeding the beast. They got Nakia Watson in there for 16 carries for 166 yards. They had three different players have runs over 30 yards. It was brutal. So yes, I do apologize to Washington State, but you also called me like the second that Illinois gave up a third touchdown.
I did.
It's like the equivalent of waiting 2.5 months for a team to do one thing wrong and calling up and be like, told you.
Like, I mean, well, we were just talking about yet. It.
And then it's like 2 a.m. and I'm getting texts from you about how shitty ASU looks. And I just want to go to bed. Well, you were on me this weekend and I was just trying to avoid you.
I was like, dang, I really haven't talked to Ralph really much this weekend. It was,
I didn't want to talk because every time you called me, it was to spike the football. I'm just minding my own business.
Oh, boy. Okay, so Washington State threw for 208 yards, ran for 306. Does this make them good now?
It will make me angrier if they don't go back to the run game in future contests.
So they are 5-4.
Do you think they ran the ball because it was part of the game plan, or do you think they ran the ball because it was 42-7 at half?
Because it was 42-7 at half. Because Stanford fumbled 5 times and lost 4 of them. So, yeah. they have Arizona State, Arizona, and Washington left. They are 5-4 right now. Will they make a bowl game?
Yes, absolutely. They will be bowl eligible this weekend.
Totally agree.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
All right, next game up. Arizona at Utah, 45-20. Man, Cam Rising came back and his knee brace. He really didn't do too much, only threw for 151 yards. But they ran for 306 yards on 55 carries. 55. And some kind of way, Jaden Delora only ended, well, because no Fafita got in, but they ended up with 20 attempts. And it just wasn't like, I thought Arizona, they had some times. Well, first problem that Arizona has against anybody with a pulse, they can't run the ball in the red zone. They can't. If they don't run the ball, it's happened against USC against them too. If they don't actually punch it in from like the 20, when they get inside the 5, bro, passing's the only option. Because they cannot run the football in there against anybody with a pulse.
They're like an NBA 3-point specialist. Like you get throw the ball down to them on the block, and they're just going to pass it right back to you. They're like, unless I'm shooting threes from the corner, I'm not. And unless it's a 50-yard bomb or a nice catch and run from like a Jacob Cowing or something like that, you know, they're not going to do anything. Arizona is really a team where everything has to be kind of perfect. Like it has to be 77 degrees, no slippery mildew on the turf. No,
their
breeze.
Margin for error is super thin.
Yeah, like if everything works out just right, then you have a team that's going to drop 65 on you. But if one thing goes wrong, like if a cloud passes over during the game to change the shadows on the field for just a moment, then the whole team's going to fall apart. And I don't really know what to do about that specific thing. I think it's, you know, they're really built for the big play. They're not built to grind it out. They're not. I said this before the season. I still don't think they're better than Arizona State, and because on the interior, on the offensive and defensive lines, they are extraordinarily thin. Like not good enough. If you gave them a Mountain West schedule to get six games, because some of those teams are smash mouth.
Yeah.
So there's some really special things about this team. I think the trajectory is good. I'm doing my best to not lose sight of the overall picture with Arizona, because we had said before the season repeatedly, three wins is an enormous step forward.
Enormous, especially when you've been competitive in a lot of the other games as well.
But Utah didn't even have to do much in this game.
No.
Like they got to just beat a team's ass by...
And Cam Rising, who's coming off an injury, still had the knee brace on.
He looks hurt.
Yes. They didn't stress him at all.
Yeah.
They didn't stress him at all. And listen, I will not be sad if he's not 100% next Saturday. Just saying.
He doesn't care.
No. But,
he'll go out there.
But if something happens to him, this week, I want the best for the kid. I've talked to him. I like him. So I'm not in any way wishing, praying for his downfall. I'm just saying if the need arises to start the kid that started against Washington State, I won't be mad.
I think he's hurt because he is the type of kid that would go out there with
a torn ACL.
Torn ACLs. Yep. Oh yeah, absolutely. And not even think twice about it.
Yeah. Because, Who else? Dennis Dixon did it. And then it eventually just fell apart against Cal. All right. Last game of the weekend, we had UCLA, Arizona State, UCLA 50, Arizona State 36. I hated UCLA's defense in this game, bro. Hated their defense. They gave up 36 points, which feels like a lot. Actually, it doesn't feel like a lot. It is a lot. And Trenton Borgay threw for 349. At no point in time were they was UCLA's defense putting up enough resistance. Like they had a good second quarter where they didn't allow any points. And then their offense put up 14, 14, and then 14 in the third. So they scored enough points. But it was the third quarter that was – because at the end of the third quarter, what was that, 28 – it was 42-25. And, like, that's a nice margin, but it ain't enough.
And ASU almost – like, they were working on coming back. They threw an interception with no time left. I like Trenton Borgay, the pairing of Trenton Borgay and Sean Aguano of just like, well, let's see if they can tackle. Let's take every underneath thing and see if they can tackle. Because some of these guys that ASU has the ability to throw to are like 6'8", 260. They got some massive tight ends that they just never used.
Yep.
And so it's like, all right, let's see if you can tackle Messiah Swinton. Let's see if you can tackle Jalen Conyers. Let's get the ball in space to Xavier Valade. Let's see if you can tackle him. Which, P.S., the matchup of Xavier Valade and I think his number 53 – on UCLA, see if I can pull him up, because he was a monster. He was at Hawaii last year. And
oh yeah, out. Yeah, the muscle bound man. he's short, but he's muscle bound.
Darius Musau.
Yeah.
He had 12 tackles. He looked great, but it was just fun to watch because Xavier Valade was at Hawaii last year and Musau was at Hawaii. And so like they knew each other. They've been playing against each other for years. So that to match up in the Pac-12, and you could see they had a lot of respect for each other.
Yeah.
And that was probably the fun thing about this game.
Valade showed out. He showed out.
I mean,
he had 10 catches for 89 yards and then another 20 carries for 92 yards and two touchdowns. But
DTR threw a pick like immediately in this game. And
first,
I was like,
oh. It was the first play. It's less than immediately. First
play. And then
play.
I was like, oh, maybe we're going to get bad DTR. And if we get bad DTR, ASU has a chance. Mm-mm. And we did not get bad DTR. Nope. He was on one. Holy bananas.
But the problem was that UCLA rushed for 402 yards.
Yeah.
9.6 yards a carry. You did not have a Zach Charbonnet play, but Kazmir Allen went berserk.
5'9", 170, soaking wet, Kazmir Allen.
Yeah. And then, so he had a 130 on 11 carries. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, a 120 on 10 carries. Keegan Jones would have had 100 yards if he didn't get hurt.
Colson Yankoff was impossible to tackle.
Yes. Colson Yankoff, the quarterback. They're treating him like he is Colt Lyerla at Oregon because he's a tight end, I guess, running back. He also had catches. Like this concerned me about UCLA in that the game was on the road. I feel like that they knew that they were better. And I don't think that they came in with the amount of energy that they needed to. And so the question is, can UCLA get their energy up on the road? Which is, but they don't really have to.
If you can drop 50 being kind of half awake for the game while one of the conference's top five best players just stands on the sideline the whole time, I'm less concerned about UCLA after this game. And I do think ASU just with that underneath stuff, I think UCLA was content to let them complete all those dink and dunk passes. Trenton Borgay threw the ball 50 times, but he was efficient. His only interception came on the last play of the game. And ASU's offense is looking good, but it just – this game wasn't close. The score doesn't reflect how – UCLA had gotten the ball back, they'd have scored again. Like, ASU was having a hell of a time, especially on third down. ASU sucks on third down.
Yep. Now, on to this week. Week 11. Three games left. The home stretch. This when people's nuts start getting crossed, when they start getting like, I don't know, man. We're good. Let's not mess this up. Like, people start doing weird things. Now, first game up is Friday night. Hate Friday night games, but there is no chance. I'm going to go. There is zero chance that there is an upset because Friday night things have happened weird, but the top four teams in the conference have not lost to anybody else in the conference, and it is going to continue. Colorado at USC is not even in Boulder. USC is favored by 34 points. Only question is, will they cover, Ralph?
I think they will. I'm hoping we see some Miller
Oregon
Moss.
Oregon won by 39.
Yeah. I'm hoping we see some Miller Moss in this game, that Jordan Addison can take another week off to heal up. I'm hoping I don't have to pay much attention to this game, to be honest. Colorado's already out of it. You said Jordan Tyson is dinged up. That's not good. This game should be over with and over with quick. If USC plays with their food in this one, it should be a massive concern.
Big facts. All right. Next game up, 12:30 on Pac-12 Network, Arizona State at Washington State. The Cougars favored by 8 points.
I would put everything you own on Washington State.
and the 8 points.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm going with Arizona. I think Washington State's going to win the game, but I'm going with Arizona State because I don't trust that Washington State can run the ball for 300 yards again against Arizona State. I don't think that they can do it.
I don't think they'll need to, and I don't think that they'll try. I don't know if they'll be up big. It's going to be 37 degrees.
Trenton Borgay. Trenton Borgay.
I like Trenton Borgay. I've known him a long time. I've known his family a long time. His family's always been really good to my family. I want the absolute best for him. I also know that ASU's entire defense got each other sick last week. They all had the flu. A bunch of them tried to go and had to leave the game in the middle of the game against UCLA. Who knows how that hangover's going? They play like absolute dog shit on the road. This game's going to be on the road. It's going to be less than 40 degrees.
But it's a day game. The sun's out, though. Sun's out. Sun's out, guns out. It's different.
This is the same Jake Dickert in his very first game that embarrassed ASU at Sun Devil Stadium in front of the 96 Rose Bowl team. And I've heard not one thing from any Arizona State player of like, oh, we got to get him back for that. That was the most humbled I've ever seen ASU.
Well, because none of the players that were on that team are still on the team.
All right.
That's
next.
Washington at Oregon. Oregon's favored by 2 touchdowns, 13.5. Give me the Ducks minus 13.5. They have absolutely destroyed the spread all year. They are, what are they, 8-1? So that means that they are 7-2 against the spread. And they have demolished it. So Vegas is starting to get the numbers a little bit better, but two touchdowns it is, my friend.
Over under 400 yards passing for Penix.
Under.
Even if they're down?
Yeah.
Yep. You're saying Oregon's going to be up big, which means they're going to throw even more than they already do.
Yeah, but then that would involve them coming back more. I see Colorado, Washington scoring 27 points.
Colorado threw for 250.
But 81 of it was on a bomb. Like, that just, I don't see that happening. I think they're going to be too up for this game. Under 400 yards passing for Michael Penix. Over 300, though.
I like the Ducks to win somewhere around 10 to 14. That spread's real tough for me to take. But I think it's going to be a nonsense score, like 45-31, something like that. I think there's going to be a lot of scoring.
If you hold, I want the Ducks to hold them under 30. That'll make me feel good.
You've been all about this defense ever since.
Yes.
You think I disrespected them.
Yes. I didn't. Yes. And I did the voiceover for the hype video this week. So
are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. So
they're going to play it before the game.
Yeah.
Do they release like a YouTube version of it?
Oh, they usually do after the game.
All right. You got to send that to me. That's cool.
All right. I will. All right.
He's going to throw for 450, though.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM, let's create.
Cal at Oregon State. Oregon State's favored by 14 points. Absolutely no shot, bro.
Nope.
No shot. This is a bet your mortgage, buddy. Dude, 14 points? This is insanity.
I think Cal's going to hang around on them. I think Cal's going to hang around on everybody for the rest of the season. It's just kind of what they
do. Cal might win this game, bro.
It's possible. It's possible. They got a disciplined, decent run defense. So was Ben Gulbranson all of a sudden going to go out and win him a game?
Nope. Nope. But Oregon State's pass defense. That's the thing. Oregon State's pass defense is really good. And Cal can't run the football very well. So, but still, I don't like that 14, bro. 14 is way too many.
10-9, Oregon State.
It is. The over under is 49 in this game compared to the Washington, Oregon 72 or Colorado, USC 66. So, yeah, bro, this is insanity. The Stanford, Utah game has a bigger over under at 53.5. So, yeah. So give me Cal in this game.
Cal to win? Are you gonna pick him to win straight up?
Okay. No, I am not. Right. I think Oregon State squeaks it out on a Miles Pepper Jack 2-point conversion or
Miles
something.
Pepper Jack, love it.
Stanford at Utah. Utah's favored by 24 points. Give me Utah. This game's in Salt Lake City. They are gonna absolutely just get run over. If that's what happened against Washington State, they got punked out of their lunch money last week. And they're going to get absolutely taken. Like, they are going to get their tongue stuck on the pole, like in a Christmas story in this game, and just left out there to die.
You led into the preview of this week's games by saying, like, this is when the weird stuff starts to happen, and then we both just went super vanilla with our picks all the way through.
I mean,
you don't want to just make this one your token weirdo game where Stanford gets a win.
Hell no. Hell no. There's no chance Stanford wins this game. No chance. This would be a bigger upset than Cal beating Colorado. I mean, Colorado beating Cal. All right. Next game up. Arizona at UCLA. UCLA is favored by 19.5 points, over under 77.5. I saw UCLA versus Oregon State last week. But the difference is that Arizona State's run defense had been better than Arizona's. And Arizona State got run for 400 yards on them. UCLA may not pass the ball. They may run for – I'm going to go with 400 yards rushing again.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson is just so good at knowing when to take off. And it's always like when his receivers are mid-nine route, so the DBs are still turned around.
Yep.
He'll look one person off, and then he'll just take the 20 yards that you give him, and then he'll go out of bounds before anybody touches him and flex on the whole crowd.
Dude, he's such an asshole, but I love it.
You know what, though? I can't – it's hard to even be mad at him because I am super entertained by everything he does. He had one run against ASU. I don't know if you saw it, where he, like, put his hand on the ground.
Yes, and then turned –
went backwards the other way and then turned back around and got 5 more yards.
And then slid so nobody could touch him.
he was the most arrogant I have ever seen a Pac-12 player – ever in that game against ASU. And I, people hear arrogance and they have a really negative connotation of it. I don't care. I don't care what you think. He is so much fun to watch. And people keep calling him like a super duper senior. He's not. He's just a regular fifth year player.
Yeah.
That's it. He's just a regular fifth year player. Like, you used to get redshirt seniors at quarterback all the time. I think he's going to be special again against Arizona. And this is going to be a super high scoring game. But I think, again, no surprises. Will this, if Arizona loses, is that an elimination from bowl contention?
If Arizona loses, if Arizona State, if Arizona loses, yes, they are officially eliminated.
So we're saying that this week Cal gets eliminated.
Yes.
Stanford gets eliminated.
Yep.
Arizona gets eliminated.
Yep.
Arizona State gets eliminated.
Yep.
Colorado's already gone.
Yep.
And it will make Washington State bowl eligible. So we'll have seven teams in, five teams out.
Yeah.
Exactly. Four teams with the opportunity to be in the top probably 11 or 12.
Exactly.
Heading into.
Yep. Okay. It's a great week for the Pac-12, buddy. Great week to be.
As long as everything goes according to plan, which you said isn't going to happen, but then we picked.
No. I'm saying everything else in college football won't go to plan. Cause like TCU has Texas this week. I think Texas is going to win that game. You have LSU. They got a problem in Arkansas. They're at Arkansas. I think that they're going to lose that game. So that's what I'm saying. It's going to get tricky. It is going to get tricky at the top of in the top 20.
We'll see. Who would you say has the most? You've already said you think that the biggest chance for an upset this week is Cal over Oregon State.
Yeah.
What would you put number two? Washington, Oregon? You did pick ASU to cover in Pullman.
So I would say that that's next. After that, then I'm not giving Washington a damn chance. Fuck the Huskies.
Oh, really? Is it rivalry week? Is that what we're doing?
Yes. That's why.
All right. I changed my mind. Michael Penix going to throw for 475 now.
Oh, you would love to be able to call me on Saturday, buddy. It ain't happening. I'm calling you again. Pressuring you this Saturday.
All right. God forbid Illinois gives up one touchdown this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Let me see who they play, because they're 7-2 right now. They play. Oh, they're losing again this weekend. They're playing against Purdue. They're losing again this weekend.
All right.
And then you get to talking to me about that damn Illinois defense. I can't wait to call
your ass.
It's
better than any of the Pac-12 defenses.
You're a damn lie. It ain't better than Oregon's defense.
Oregon doesn't even have a top four defense in the Pac-12. Oregon State's defense is better than Oregon's.
Lies. The lies you tell.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck. Break a leg, I guess.
No. We don't want any legs broken, buddy. That's a theater thing where they used to want you to break your leg. Nope, absolutely not. I'm George Reister. He's Ralph Amsden, and this is the Pac-12 Apostles.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn. Alliances will shift. And danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.